If I had to go back in time and restart my EMS education all over again, and I had to restart from ground zero scratch as a new EMT, here is how I would get my paramedic the fastest way possible, but also the best way possible. Well, the first thing I would do is I would find myself an EMT class. Personally, I don't like to rush through things. I like to be thorough. So I would take an EMT course at a community college, let's say one semester, or an EMS academy locally, and it was traditional, and it was like 12 weeks. That's what I did. Now, EMT school just at 12 weeks is accelerated, and there's so much on-the-job learning you're gonna do as an EMT already. So that's why I'm not recommending going through like a 4 to 6 week boot camp. Now, if you're, you know, someone who's got a lot going on and you gotta do that to get it done, that's why I'm here as the paramedic coach with study tools to help you kind of fill in those gaps. So of course you can do it, but I'm saying this in a perfect world, what I would do, right? I would take that traditional EMT class so it kind of spreads the time out. I can really dive in to those paramedic coach videos to get ahead of the game. Now, once I got my EMT, I was EMT certified, I had my state license, what would I do? Well, before that, while I was in school, actually, you know what I'd do? I would reach out to a volunteer EMS department somewhere within a 45-minute radius of where I live. If I had that available within a 45-minute radius, I would then start to get known at that department, sit down with the leadership in that ambulance service, and try to start doing ride-alongs with them while I'm in school. So that way, as soon as I get my national registry, boom, I am training now in that third riding, if you will, on the ambulance. So it gets me going faster, getting my EMT experience. I've been doing ride-alongs, I had school, I'm at a volunteer, and now while I'm at the volunteer, I'm getting experience. Now, of course, I'm not saying you gotta volunteer 40 hours a week, but most people can find 6, 8, 12 hours a week, one day a week, maybe one overnight, maybe one day shift somewhere to advance your career. You care about this, right? Right. That's what I did when I started my career. I volunteered to get experience while I was searching for a paid job. But I wish I started so much earlier because I wasted a lot of time early on going to different volunteer places. And also that gap between school and actually volunteering, it takes time to get people's attention, sit down with them, start. It's not instant. So that's why I'm telling you to do it. Like, while you're in school, pick the department, sit down with them, get on with them, right? Get moving. You do some ride-alongs probably while you're in school. Then as soon as you pass, boom, you're ready to go. Speed things up. Because we want to do this fast. Now, the next thing that I would do is I would get at least 1 year of EMT experience. You're already volunteering. Now it's time to look for a paid EMS job. Let's talk about it. So by this point now, we're probably cleared and we are one of the EMTs working at a volunteer ambulance, which is really awesome. So we're getting more comfortable with driving. We're getting more comfortable with seeing patients. And we're working our, you know, one volunteer shift every 7 to 10 days, right? I think that's pretty fair, right? Even if we did one volunteer shift once every 2 weeks, cool. Better than nothing, right? So we're not just sitting waiting for a job. Now, we have some experience. We've been networking with the volunteers. Now what are we gonna do? Start applying for jobs. So as we start applying for EMT jobs, there are two types of jobs. We have the 911 emergency, and then we have the interfacility transport. Now, obviously in a perfect world, I would have you go for the 911 because sometimes you'll find a lot of private ambulance service that do 911. They do both 911 and interfacility transport, right? We're usually at, you know, town, city, counties that usually just do 911 by themselves. Not a rule, but usually. Then you usually have private services that maybe only do interfacility transport, IFT, right? Or, you know, trips to and from a doctor, trips to and from dialysis, right? Hospital to home transports. I consider that part of, you know, an IFT service, if that makes sense, right? You're not doing that. Basically, anything where you're not doing a 911 call, right? Both are okay to get. I just need you to get 1 year of experience working as an EMT before we apply to paramedic school. Now, the beauty of this is you're working inside the paramedic coach video vault the whole time that you're doing this. So you have already gotten the paramedic coach video vault all the way back in the beginning while you were getting ready for EMT school. So you are learning all of the EMT clinical tips, all the career tips, all of the medications. You're getting prepared for paramedic school. You're getting better at what you're doing this entire time. It's all in the video vault. So you're getting the hands-on experience and you're continuing to study with the video vault the whole time. That's what I would do, right? If I was a brand new student right now, but you've had the video vault before EMT school, think how much knowledge you're going to have by the time medical school occurs a year after EMT school. I know this is what we're going to do, right? This is what my top students do. Now we apply to paramedic school. Now, what do we do? Well, it depends what options you have in your area. Now, what did I do? I wouldn't change a thing about what I did at this stage. I went and got 30 college credits at a community college, and I got a certificate in paramedic studies, which then allowed me to sit for the National Registry Paramedic Exam, which I passed, and then got my state license, and immediately, 21 years old, got licensed paramedic, started working as a paramedic. Immediately. Then while I was working as a paramedic, because I had those 30 college credits, I went back to that community college, didn't have to go in person, but online, and I finished my associate degree, which I believe was roughly 64 or 68 credits, somewhere around there. It was 30 or 34 credits for the certificate, roughly around there. Ended up being the associate degree in paramedic studies from that community college. Now, years later, I've already worked as a paramedic for 2-3 years. All of a sudden in the mail comes my associate degree. And I only had to go to one chemistry class in person to achieve that. Pretty cool, right? That is what I recommend and why I recommend that. Doing everything I explained to you, it's the fastest, but also a very, very smart and calculated way for you in the United States, in any state, to become a paramedic the fastest, which allows you to advance in the EMS career and get the job that you want the fastest, and allows you more opportunities the fastest. And then once we get our paramedic, we then want to get at least 2-4 years working in a 911 ambulance, and then we can go wherever EMS takes you. By clicking in the first link in the description, you get lifetime access to my Video Vault program. The Video Vault includes over 480 videos of content and now holds over 2,000 national registry practice test questions. Also include some really awesome bonuses like worksheets, drug cards that are pre-filled out all for you, community group access to ask me questions, and audio files when you are on the go. The Video Vault will find you no matter where you're at, whether you're an EMR, EMT, advanced EMT, or paramedic student. And my students use this whether you are getting ready for school, in school right now, or getting ready to go pass your national registry exams. So click the first link in the description right now and get yourself lifetime access to the Video Vault today. I'll see you there.